in a thrift store in Hollywood.
Hmm. What
it's
are
like
the
it was waiting for me there. Wow. What are the chances?
He's the Cleveland Browns, baddest team in the league. He is so hard, he'll make you bleed. Coming at your heart with all the tools. Making other teams look like fools. Our D likes to eat up QBs and kickers. Once we're through the line, they'll be eating dirt for dinner. Making all great plays happen.
I wrote this song for you over the weekend about the Cleveland Browns football team that you like.
The Seahawks rap is so much better. What is this garbage? You're making me hate the Browns.
You don't want this to be your official Cleveland Browns song?
Can you put that where you put the Wu-Tang
God? Well, as we learned, I didn't get deleted as much as I thought I would. You don't like Dirt, which is Cleveland. It would appear to be Cleveland's finest Limp Bizkit cover band.
Oh my God, that almost makes me dislike the Browns.
We have
almost
some Cleveland Browns related news though, actually, right here at the top of the show.
Do we?
The Dateline Maple Heights, Ohio. I don't know if you guys covered this on your fancy public radio show either, but three Maple Heights parents.
Maple Heights or Browns news.
Yeah, but if they knew about this theme song, do you think that they'd reconsider that?
Maybe. On any partner and any other team, you know we put them under. So make sure you get strapped on tight with the Browns and Cleveland's rocking tonight. Put your hands I know. Up. The purpose of this is obviously to get you pumped up, but it's also full of lies. Like
that's the problem.
That's the thing. Like you can't write a song like this and pretend and just ignore every fact that's in your face. Like the Browns are a struggling team. They have been a struggling team. We're hoping that this year they can pull it together and be kind of a team on the move, so that maybe next year they can maybe have a real run at the playoffs.
Right.
But like those are the realities.
You can't write lyrics.
You can't be like we're gonna bury you because we're the Cleveland Browns and we're awesome.
Yeah.
Like that's not.
Right. You're totally right. Are all things that historically Cleveland has had problems with.
Yes, right.
Passing, running, gunning. Oh, that's
wow.
Good stuff.
Play Colin.
Keeping quarterbacks healthy. We ain't due to get 6-1. Hitting pay dirt on the regular. This is, I feel, a song that is written by someone who's not actually a football fan. Because there's so many points where they, and by the way, this is about the seventh time I've listened to this song. So let it never be said that I don't suffer for our art, Andrew.
Right.
But it's like this is a person, whoever wrote this song, who wanted to find a rhyme for something and then said something. We can't wait till we get 6-1, which is just a really clunky way to describe the process of getting a touchdown. But it rhymed. So he went for it. But it's like nobody would ever say that.
For one, we
those are literally the hardest things for the Cleveland Browns organization to do, putting all the pieces of the puzzle together. That's like, I mean, for really for any pro sports franchise, but for a franchise like the Cleveland Browns, maybe even more so. Well, here's the reason we were playing.
How would you feel about this? Hold on 1 second. Sorry to cut you off, but I'm writing some new lyrics here. 17 coaches in 16 years. Not enough booze to stop the tears. How's that?
That's so good. Will you please record that and we'll see if it gets more. This Cleveland Brown song, which, by the way, is called Orange and Brown, released in 2007 through MySpace by the Cleveland band Dirt. I think it has like 70 or 80,000 views on YouTube. I feel like your song, Not Enough What to Catch the Tears?
The line is 17 coaches in 16 years, not enough booze to stop the tears. But actually, 16 years would be...
I feel like
I'm trying to do the math there. How many years since they've been back? I don't know. So let's get to it. Let's get it. Let's go.
Oh my God. Yeah, even I can't finish that. There's 34 seconds left.
Yeah, please, please. Sorry, new listeners.
Former
and old listeners.
Former new listeners. By the way, Dirt are an eclectic rock band out of Cleveland, Ohio, home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They fuse hip-hop, metal, electronica, punk, and funk to create a unique and compelling original sound. The four-piece band, who met while working as studio engineers, is fronted by a vocalist, lyricist, and a primary songwriter, Dave Berzenko. The heavy rhythmic sound is balanced perfectly by Berzenko's one-of-a-kind vocal style. Influences as diverse as Eric B. and Rakim, AC/DC, Rage Against the Machine, and Black Sabbath are all evident in their full length. Welcome to the Pressure Cooker. That's their album.
Oh, my God.
The CD has been selling steadily across the globe in Europe, Japan, U.S., and Australia. Dirt have been together 7 years and have received numerous accolades. A K-Rock 92.3 FM in Cleveland named them the winner of their Battle of the Bands for 2 years in a row, and they are the recipient of ASCAP's New Artist Songwriters Award. Scene Magazine named them Best Regional Band, and they've opened for alternative rock megastars Godsmack, Stained, Breaking Benjamin, and Fuel.
So I've heard of all of those except for Breaking Benjamin.